land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Friday, July 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is the current treasurer, Janice Dillahay for Tuscarora Township. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
We're good, good, good. Crazy busy. And for those of you normally expecting to hear our history lesson, Pastor Chatfield will be on with us at 10:30 to 11. So greatly appreciate that. Janice, you guys have accomplished a lot in the short time that you've been the treasurer there in Tuscarora Township. I want to start off in this first segment, which will go for about 5 minutes, 4 minutes here before the break. Explain to the folks what you found once you got inside the township offices as treasurer. What things had happened in the past that you had to clean up?
So, Randy, I've been attending board meetings for over 10 years pretty regularly, rarely missed a meeting in the last seven. And some of the things I heard in those meetings, even earlier than that, when my mom was still alive and living here, concerned me. Some of the treatment she received in the office concerned me. Comments that were dismissive of the auditor's findings concerned me. And so when Jay asked me to be his deputy, I was honored to step into that position and start looking at some of the things that were immediately evident. We hadn't done the workers' comp audit, which cost us a $10,000 annual penalty for 2 years. There were lots of notices from the IRS and from the state of Michigan, the unemployment tax returns erroneously reported and egregiously underreported employees' wages for every quarter going back. I amended 3 years worth of returns. We've made all of this public in the meetings, and we've gotten all of that cleaned up. And instead of getting multiple letters a week from the IRS or from the state of Michigan inquiring about misapplied payments, et cetera, that is now a non-existent issue here in the office. And those issues take lots of time to resolve. I probably have over 100 hours of resolving all of the payroll issues. And then just things in the GL, you know, from in general ledger, our accounting system. Sorry for using the jargon.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Yeah, accounts that weren't labeled, accounts that are not being used for the purpose that they were labeled for, balances that don't make sense. We don't have loan balances are not being accurately recorded. Fixed assets, things that the township owns are not in the system. Just a lot of that sort of stuff that we're working on. Thankfully, we have a good team here. It's not just me. It's Chris Green, who's been just invaluable in getting us moving forward, because it takes a long time to clean these things up. And then on the documentation side, when I walked into the treasurer's office in May, there was literally no documentation on how to do how to prepare a bank deposit, how to process tax payments, how to do the bank rec. None of that existed, and I've created over probably 200 pages of documentation at this point in the year, little over a year that I've been here, and pull together hundreds of other pages of documentation so that the taxpayers of this township can be assured that when I'm not sitting in this seat anymore, that the person who's here has the tools that they need in order to get the job done efficiently and effectively.
So you basically put policies and procedures in place in the record.
Oh yeah, we have a financial document in a full policy manual now.
Very good. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We're going to ask Janice Dillahay, the current treasurer, Tuscarora Township. Stay through the break. We'll be right back.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Pig Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
I'm home.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Janice Dillahay, the current treasurer of Tuscarora Township there in Sheboygan County. Janice, the upcoming August 6th primary, you filed to run for reelection. Do you have an opponent in the August 6th primary?
I do. Her name is Lori Smith.
Okay, very good. And my question, which is very disturbing, I spoke with Bob Kramer, the supervisor, who's not running for reelection, about this 501c4 from southeastern Michigan that seems to be supporting all these candidates that are running against you and others in this primary. And I question whether or not their sources of money are actually from northern Michigan or, in fact, southeastern Michigan, Lansing, all these recorded addresses. My question is this. Why do you want the people of Tuscarora Township to reelect you versus your opponent in the August 6th primary?
Well, Randy, you know, I've been doing this my whole adult life, 40 years in accounting. I've done everything from staff accounting up to CFO. That includes doing HR, process documentation, process improvement, taxes, payroll, budgets, mergers and acquisitions. I spent 3.5 years doing Financial Peace University during the housing meltdown. Working with small businesses and nonprofits, I worked with a lot of non-finance people to help them understand the numbers in a way that helps them make better decisions. Lots of collaboration and problem solving. That's what I do. And, you know, my parents, my dad was a UAW local president. My son is a police officer. My mom was involved quietly in the community here in all kinds of things, from taking neighbors to doctor's appointments. And, you know, there's an expectation of service. And I hope that the people of this township support me in this endeavor. We still have a lot of things to do. The sewer assessment that currently exists needs to be cleaned up. We're overcharging people. And there was no attention given to a resolution of that. We're not investing the money that we have currently, and I'd like to be able to get some of these other things done so we can start making our money work for us. The personal property taxes, the treasurer for the county says that we have the worst collection rate of anyone in Sheboygan other than the city, and that's a historical comment. We're rebilling now. I'm hoping to get out in the community and start talking to people about a plan to get that money collected so that it can go to the agencies that deserve it. I want to keep our promises to improve infrastructure, and I want to continue to build the structure and the financial oversight and documentation in the office and continue to be available outside in normal hours. We've expanded the hours here from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, but a lot of people I talk to appreciate the opportunity to talk to me outside of hours because they're working 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Sure.
And that's why we're here on Saturdays as well. And, you know, my goal is to represent all the people in this community, not just a few that have the money that they can give to a dark money organization to support their interests at the expense of others.
Well, one of the things in your answer, as I'm sitting here, your resume and background, very similar to my wife, Vicki, who's running for Antrim County Clerk. You guys are both way overqualified for this position and the amount of money that you're actually being paid for your services. This is, I'm assuming, impacting your private business on the side. Are you continuing that as well? All the things, you've got a lot of irons in the fire. Are you doing that, or are you sacrificing your current business in order to serve the people of Tuscarora Township?
No, there's a good team of people here, and I work with a good team of people at my regular job. In talking to the county treasurer here, most of the treasurers in this county are not trying to make a full-time job out of the treasury position.
Sure.
And I'm certainly not looking to enlarge the responsibility and the compensation in order to have a full-time position. I want to use my time here to do at my highest and best value, and let the other people on the team do what they do well. I think when you have when you sit in these seats full time all the time and look at it as a way of making a living instead of contributing to the community, you get away from the servant leadership that I feel very strongly in.
Well, one of the things, and that's exactly what Vicki plans to do, is hire good people, surround herself with people, train them, teach them, delegate, and then stand back and let them do the tasks that you assign them and basically oversee it from a distance just to make sure the machine is running properly. Is that a good, accurate statement of what you plan to do if reelected?
Yes, yes. And, you know, I'm here almost every Saturday. I'm here in the evenings. I continue to collaborate with the team here, but I don't need to be here full time in order to get this job done. And frankly, with the most of my time being spent on cleanup and documentation, so that when I'm out of this seat, that someone else can pick it up. Hopefully, someone much younger than me. I'm very excited about the fact that we've got some much younger people running for trustee positions, and I hope that that those are successful elections. I would like to find someone who is, ready to be trained to take this over when I'm done.
Absolutely. Same exact plan, Vicki. She said, I got to find my protege that I can mentor and train and teach them everything that I know and hand them the task, hand them the job the next election. One other question just came in text message. As a member of the board, there's five, I believe, members, your supervisor, your clerk, your treasurer, yourself, and two trustees. Question is, collecting fees and different things, that ends up being basically a tax. But get clarification on that point. You mentioned about outstanding obligations that have never been collected versus new taxes. Explain that to the listeners, Janice.
The personal property tax is a kind of a weird animal in that if you own a business, the property, the desks, the computers, the equipment that you own is also subject to a separate tax. And that belongs to the owner and not to the real estate. So if you don't pay your real estate taxes, that gets turned over to the county, and the county effectively buys those receivables from us. Personal property tax collection is the obligation of your local treasurer, and that we have not done much other than send out bills here prior to my coming on board.
Sure.
To try and collect that money, and that money is the vast majority of that money is collected on behalf of other organizations, not for the township.
Got it. So it funds various activities and services, not directly going into your general ledger.
Correct, but it has to go through the general ledger so that we can keep an accurate accounting and get it sent out. Yeah.
Right. But you forward the money as soon as it's collected.
Yes.
Now, one other question I have for you. In the process with Bob Kramer and Jay Reedsma, the current clerk, and Janet Vann's current trustee, not running for reelection, if you and Tyler Gorrell, the other candidate that Bob Kramer has endorsed, if you guys get elected, you're still looking at a probably 3-2 vote against you if these other dark money candidates get elected and in fact will be elected, unless challenges are presented. My question is this: how do you plan to deal with the possibility that you may be in a minority sitting on that board there in Tuscarora Township?
Well, Randy, you know, those are worries for tomorrow. I have enough worries for today and things to do and tasks to keep me busy, and I'm going to continue to be positive about making effective changes here in the community and attracting smart development, making sure that we have an opportunity to get more people here in the community to pay the bills instead of asking the few people that are here to pay more.
Gotcha. And hopefully you can express that at future township meetings, and maybe, who knows, some of these people may actually say, hey, what Janice just said makes sense. I'm going to support her idea. You know, it's all about building coalition, but at the same point, you have facts, you have numbers, you have actual things to explain to the public and to the board, and I think this is something that they need to consider not only voting on August 6th to reelect you, but with your experience and your business background and all the things you bring to it, it's something that Tuscarora Township surely absolutely needs to stay on this board.
Well, and Randy, I've worked with the Parks Commission. I've worked with the library to institute some financial policies that on the first run they were not so excited about, but we're getting there. And you know, I look forward to the opportunity to work with whoever is seated on the board. I trust the taxpayers of this township to choose wisely.
Yes, absolutely. Well, before we let you go, one final thought about this upcoming election. I know Jay has worked very hard to clean up the qualified voter files and put processes in place so that at least Tuscarora Township could possibly handle an audit or a recount. Do you feel comfortable that things have been fixed and that we are going to have a really good, secure election there in Tuscarora Township?
I believe that Jay is doing everything he can to move that ball forward as quickly as possible. But, you know, it's deferred maintenance. We've had decades of not maintaining the voting roll, and the state does not make it easy for us to get it cleaned up. And Jay has got great people, and he's worked very hard to get that turned around. I do hope that the next clerk is as dedicated to that process. You know, when you hear that the Census Bureau said we had 3,000 people and we also have 3,000 qualified voters in the file, that just can't be true, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, he's done a lot, but the time constraints on how long it takes to get somebody who's moved out of the area or just not responding off the rolls is going to keep us from getting that job done by November. But I still believe that the people that work here on the elections and Jay's put in great processes and documented great processes to make sure that we do have a fair election here.
Excellent. Excellent. Because that last recount attempt, somewhat of a quasi audit, where Tuscarora Township couldn't even participate, couldn't be recounted because of all the problems it had in the past. Those things just got to absolutely change, Janice.
Well, yes. And you know, ironically, the people that were responsible, the clerk that was responsible for that is likely knee deep in the dark money that's trying to get these five people elected.
Mm. Amazing. Well, doesn't surprise us, does it?
No, not at all.
Unbelievable. Final thoughts, comments you'd like to leave with the audience here as we head into the weekend?
I love this area. We have great resources. It's a beautiful place to be able to live and work. And I would love to represent the taxpayers of Tuscarora for four more years here as their treasurer.
Yeah, four more years. And you, in the process, will be seeking and trying to find a replacement that you can train and get everything, all these policies and procedures in place. Hopefully you can, maybe you can retire in 4 years. Wouldn't that be nice?
I don't see retirement in less than 10 years, but maybe we'll see.
Okay. Very good. Well, Vicky's only doing it for four. She's making it a task to find her replacement right away. So, we appreciate you.
I'd like to be done in four here, but that doesn't mean I'm done working.
Oh, no. I meant at the township treasurer's position. Right.
Thanks for clarifying.
All right, Janice. We appreciate you coming on the show. And
appreciate the opportunity.
You. Yes, and maybe we'll see you at the fireworks tonight.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Janice Dillahay, she is the current treasurer of Tuscarora Township. She has my personal endorsement for this race. Vote for Janice Dillahay to stay on as treasurer of Tuscarora Township. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Tim Knight. A pilot and his passenger escaped uninjured from a helicopter crash in Monroe County. The man was flying his plane back to Willow Run Airport on the 4th of July when he experienced engine trouble and crash-landed in a farmer's field. Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodnaw says they're continuing to investigate, and no one was injured. One of President Biden's top surrogates, Governor Gavin Newsom from California, spent some time in South Haven on the 4th of July. The governor was asked about claims that Biden can't hold events after 8 o'clock at night because he's too tired.
So I didn't, it wasn't a literal.